Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. My name is Peter Matthews, and I am here today with a group of folks who were putting on the Charleston Fire Department Memorial Safety and Survival Seminar coming up in Charleston, South Carolina, April 26th and 27th. Today we have Deputy Chief Robert Cobb from the Jersey City Fire Department in New Jersey, FDNY Battalion Chief John Salka, Deputy Chief Mike Smith, retired from D.C., and Harvey Eisner, the Editor-in-Chief of Firehouse Magazine. Chief Cobb, can you tell us a little bit about, I know you've been a key player in both of the conferences that we put on in this type of instance back in Worcester starting in 2000, and then now with the Charleston Seminar. Can you tell us a little bit about how the idea came about and what you're looking to do while you're down there?
Well, it came about with a good friend of mine, Nick Giordano, who's retired from Rescue 3 in New York City, lives down in the area and has several friends down there. And Nicky was part of the very successful 6 years that we had in Worcester. Nicky came up and helped us. And he came to me and just threw the idea out, is it a possibility to do something similar for the Charleston guys? And I told him it sounded like a good idea, and I would look into it. And, of course, I used my experience from the 6 years in Worcester, and I immediately reached out to my friends because, again, Worcester was such a success. So I got a hold of some of my friends, explained the idea. Nicky went down and talked to the Charleston guys, got the okay from them, got the backing of their department, and we started to put a program together. I got six of my real friends that have exceptional classes that they're going to give, and this is all about firemen helping firemen. That's the basic theme. It's just firemen helping firemen. We want to go down there. We want to give some good training classes. Hopefully guys in that area can learn a little bit, and we can raise some money. And this is the key issue. We want to raise some money for the memorial fund to go just for those nine guys, for the Charleston Nine. So we're going to base it on what we did in Worcester, and hopefully it all works out. We're off to a good start. Of course, we have Firehouse Magazine and Firehouse.com on board as some of our partners, and a lot of hard work, and all the guys that are going down to speak and all going down volunteering their time, volunteering their effort to go down there. Again, firefighters doing something for firefighters. I'm hoping it's a good success. If it meets half of the success of Worcester, I'll be really happy. So I'm looking forward to getting this thing organized and having a real successful weekend.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about the classes? I know on the website, firefightersafetysymposium.com, where you can register for everything, you have a listing of the speakers, but can you just kind of give us a quick wrap-up of what type of classes will be offered down there?
Well, we tried to be very broad in the topics. We wanted to touch on a little bit of everything. We have some leadership, we have some management, we have Bobby Athanas and Bobby Kanavi doing a class on thermal imaging cameras, Chief Norman from New York City doing a class on commercial buildings, and John Salka, Chief from the Bronx, and Mike Smith have two very interesting classes, more on leadership and management skills, and I think they're with us and probably could explain in greater detail what they're going to do.
Chief Salka, can you tell us about your class on fire ground responsibility?
Yeah, sure. Fire ground responsibilities is a program I put together just a couple of years ago. And actually what it is a safety and survival program. And I talk about that one element of firefighter fatalities and injuries that a lot of times the fire service doesn't pay too much attention to, which is the responsibility and what are the contributing factors. And then once you find out what the contributing factors are to a firefighter getting hurt, you can figure out who the contributing people are. We can get people trained and straightened out and on the right track so we don't have to worry about these things happening again. So I look at two individual line of duty deaths that are both just a couple of years ago, and look at the factors that were uncovered both in an IRS investigation, some additional things that I pulled out of it, and we go through them step by step and talk about search ropes and orientation and proper use of tools and air consumption and all sorts of different elements that come into play. And we try and, at the end, wrap it up by figuring out how to do things maybe a little bit better next time, which is what we all try and do all the time. But it's a good program because it talks about two men that died in the line of duty and how we can maybe prevent it from happening again.
All right, great. And Chief Mike Smith from D.C., getting ambushed on the fire ground. A great headline. What do we have to look forward to from your class?
Like John, I look back at the previous line of duty deaths, and two things popped out right away. One was building destruction and the influence of fire, and the second thing was actually our behavior. It's kind of sad but true that our own nature behavior actually gets us in trouble. There's times when we could be aggressive, and everybody prides themselves on that, and there's other times when you got to say, whoa, you know, step back a little bit and take the right tool to the fight. What I see happening more often than not is, unfortunately, we're not processing the information correctly. And officers, like John said, they bear responsibility because they're sending troops into a fight they can't win. And then everybody acts surprised at the end when we have a catastrophic event. And what this thing does is it, and here again, it's a small thumbnail, but what it does is it exposes the attendees to a series of pictures, some case studies, and some kind of like rules of the street type of situation about when you go or no go. And it's all designed to make sure that the guys don't repeat the same mistakes. I think in the fire service, we're repeating the same mistakes too often times. And you look at how guys are getting killed. We need to do a different paradigm.
Okay. And then we have Harvey Eisner. Harvey, you're doing one of the closing presentations, Lessons Learned. Can you tell us a little bit about what that'll encompass?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to discuss lessons learned from notable fires and incidents that have happened around the country. It seems to me that there's a lot of people that don't pay attention to these incidents and the causes of firefighter injuries and fatalities, similar to what Mike Smith was just saying. And I'm going to try and bring out some of these lessons learned from these incidents. So when you go to a truss roof building, you will realize what the problems are. If you go to a lightweight construction, you know, you'll realize what the problems are. Some people respond to them and some people don't. So we're just trying to keep those lessons learned and that information out there that's current so people can respond safely and be more effective on the fire ground. I'm going to try and utilize photographs and videos to show some of these examples. But I was just going to say that, you know, the Worcester program was very successful. There was 35,000 firefighters from around the country responded to the memorial service while they were still digging for their brothers, and as thousands more responded to the Charleston memorial service, and it brought the fire service together after those incidents. And I think this Worcester seminar, now the Charleston seminar, will possibly do the same, that, you know, people will respond to try to get more education and do a better job. And it's all for the well and good of the firefighters down there in Charleston for their memorial. So we're very happy to participate.
And next up we have Captain Kevin Maloney from the Worcester Fire Department. Kevin was a lieutenant when the fire happened in December of 1999, where they lost three firefighters. And starting in 2000, Butch and another crew of fellas got together and put a seminar together in Worcester. Kevin, can you tell us how everything went in Worcester? I know you guys were... it wasn't even 1 year before the fire's anniversary, and you already had guys in town helping you train and bringing guys in from the outside and raising funds. So can you tell us a little bit about how that was going on within the city of Worcester?
Well, of course, after the fire, we recognized there was a need, obviously, for some firefighter rescue skills and rapid intervention. So actually, it was Andy White who actually found Butch Cobb online and emailed him looking for some information, and from there they developed a bit of a relationship, and Andy brought it to the chief of training, and he brought Butch and Mickey Convoy up here to Worcester, and we did some training with some members of the department, more basically in a train-the-trainer type role. From that, they also started talking about, hey, why don't we think about doing a seminar to raise some money for you guys for the memorial. And so Andy got together with John Daly and then made that proposal, and then formed the committee, of which I became a member. And we put the first seminar together for September 2000. That first year, we had about 1,000 participants, and it was just a two-day seminar involving speakers. At the time, it was called the Worcester Centrum. From there, the following year, we expanded it and added a hands-on component. One day, basic firefighter rescue skills, and it just continued to expand over the next couple of years, where we've been into 2 days with the hands-on, various programs, rapid intervention, firefighter rescue skills, some command programs for the chief level, and you know, it just again continued to grow. The participants at the seminar itself for the speakers, we settled in around the 500 or 600 number, but over the 2 days of hands-on, I think we put somewhere around 400 firefighters through that also for those 2 days. So it actually became a very successful seminar, and it actually spun off other seminars like East Meets West out in L.A. County. And we actually did a little reciprocal thing with them where, you know, we go up there and help them, and they come here and help us. So it was actually pretty successful for us.
Okay, and then I know in 2001, it was just about a month later after the 9/11 attacks, that the seminar came back to Worcester, and I know a lot of guys took a few days to come up. That money was donated to one of the FDNY funds, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. As a matter of fact, we were actually seriously thinking about canceling the seminar for that year. We had, you know, a couple of the firefighters from New York, of course, Chief Salka, and he encouraged us to continue and to keep it going, and he came up here and spoke. And we decided that year that we would donate the proceeds to the FDNY. So we ended up going down there with a couple of pretty significant checks for them. We figured we owed them. You know, they came up and helped us in our need, and so we figured we'd return the favor and help them in their hour of need.
Okay. And how are the memorial plans going? I know you broke ground within the last few months on a new station and memorial at the site of the Worcester Cold Storage Building. Can you just give us a little update on how the memorial plans are going?
Well, at this point, it's actually just the fire station over there. The memorial is planned for another area out behind the headquarters.
Okay.
It's a long, ongoing process. It's been bogged down a little bit in permitting and so forth. The design phase is over, and they have a design for it, but getting all of the, it's in a wetland, and getting all of the permitting for that and so forth, I guess, has kind of slowed things down. So, quite frankly, I'm not exactly sure where all of that stands at this point.
Okay. All right, well, Kevin Maloney from Worcester, again, thank you for joining us today. And again, thank you to Deputy Chief Robert Cobb, Butchie Cobb from Jersey City, John Salkin, Battalion Chief of the New York City Fire Department, Mike Smith, the retired Deputy Chief from D.C., and Harvey Eisner, the Editor and Chief of Firehouse Magazine. You can learn more about the upcoming Charleston seminar being held in April at FirefighterSafetySymposium.com. Thank you, guys.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.